January. Finished second behind Vega Days, but look, it did have a tough run, race wide and back cover throughout the early and middle stages of the event. And we spoke to Karen McAvoy in respect to his ride. He said that his instructions were not to push forward on the horse as it has a tendency to over race. And as a consequence, it did get caught wide, and I thought its effort in the circumstances was pretty good. Take you to race five, number 10, by Kingdom Come at Randwick on the 12th of January. Finished fifth and beaten a length and a half by Turnberry, but had a wide draw that day, went forward, and but then as it got to the outside, the lead, it did start to pull hard and hung out on the first turn, and particularly in the middle stages, raced quite keenly, and as a consequence, couldn't finish the race off, but softer draw today should suit. And the final one to mention in race nine, number 3, Perrette at Rose Hill, 19th of January. Finished third there behind Bonhomie when first up. Did jump awkwardly, and then in the straight, we just questioned Glenn Scofield regarding his riding. He elected to come to the outside of runners, and the horse, as a consequence, was held up for clear running until about the 200 metres. Should have finished a little closer than what it did in the extra distance today should suit. So they're probably the ones worth mentioning, Jason.
Yeah, I'm sure many of those will all have their supporters today. Many thanks, Mark. Have a good day.
Good, thank you.
Mark Van Gestel there from the Stewards' Room. Time now for our preview of Rose Hill today. Duff's back on board, as is Simon Dinopoulos. Good morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Jason. Morning, Ronnie. I think it's a pretty tricky meeting today, and then obviously with the rain overnight. So I can't say I'm overly confident going into the meeting, but certainly looking forward to seeing a few talented horses step out today. Obviously, the highlight being the expressway, and Gerald was pretty sneaky bullish this morning, Ron, wasn't he?
Yeah, you could just sense it was a different Gerald this morning. He was just, you know, he's like he can't wait to get there and show him off. But just that little question mark, and I think he explained it. He's got those two very heavy track runs, very good, and then there's a few little sloppy runs there on the slipperier tracks, the softer the soft tracks rather than the heavy. So a little bit up in the air with that race now, with the track conditions. And although there's a big discrepancy in the market at the moment, I think there's going to be a lot of changes in that market come race time.
Yeah, it certainly will be, and not only that race, but all races today. This recent rain, I'm sure, will have an impact on markets today. Andrew Giorgio, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Ronnie. Good morning, Simon. Yeah, look, it has, because usually you'd see a fair bit of activity at this time of the morning, even though it is 8 o'clock, but with the rain, I think punters are just holding back a little bit just to see what happens a little bit later on.
Yeah, no surprise there. Well, let's commence our preview with the first of these two-year-old features, Andrew, the Canterbury Stakes.
And we have Crown Affair at $81. Exceed the Stars is at $3.20. Deep Chill, $16. Magnate, $9. McLaren is the $1.60 favourite. And Spring Loaded is a $10 chance. No surprise here, guys. McLaren, $185 in the early stages of betting. Once Lanagira came out, changed the price into $1.60, and that's where it has remained. The only other runner that's had any sort of decent money at this point is Exceed the Stars, but McLaren, very popular, not only in this market, but through the multis as well.
Well, he went like an F1 in his trial, Simon. Does he control the race from the front here?
I'd say so. I think it's completely up to James and what they do inside him. I don't think they'll be overly concerned if they take a sit or if they just take the race early and lead. Obviously, Deep Chill showed good speed. It can press forward, Exceed the Stars with the blinkers on, can press up. But I think it's all up to James who leads this race, Ron.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Deep Chill went very hard there at Canterbury, but I don't think that'd be the plan today. He just he got in that speed duel with the odds-on favourite of Tony McAvoy's and obviously had to puncture late there. So he has got gate speed, Deep Chill, but geez. You had to be impressed with this horse's last trial, McLaren, the way he flattened out and hit the line like a group performer. I think he's very well known. He looks a machine, and I think we're a chance of seeing something special here. I've got him clearly on top. I think Magnate is the strong horse here. He's had four educational trials and loved his last trial hitting the line strong. So the 1100 is a big tick for him first at his first start. I would have thought Exceed the Stars is well, you go back to pre-season form trials and that usually shapes up, and he was one of the stars of the show at the Randwick official trials, and he did start favourite in a Breeders' Plate when he was wide, no cover. He had two December trials, so they were getting him ready for something else, and then there was 5 weeks, so you'd have to say a setback after that second trial this prep, but he, although beaten in that most recent trial, he did enough to suggest that he's going well again. And I'm not ruling out this Deep Chill. I think his run was a lot better than what it read on paper last start after going out far too hard. And he's definitely got a multi-chance in the, you know, trifectas and first fours and whatever. I think he should win number 7, 7, 6, 4 and 5.
Yeah, no surprise, Ronnie. Same first four for me, and McLaren on top as well. You look at Team Snowden in terms of this race in past years, generally it's been a race they have targeted, if not their best two-year-old, certainly one of their top liners. They kicked off Stratosphere in this race last year, finished second to Performer. The year before that, they won it with Pariah when he beat Minari. And then the 2 years prior to that, they ran second with Defcon and second with Outreach. So generally they do hold one back for this race, and that certainly looks the case with McLaren. As said, he can either lead or he'll sit off. I think he's going to be extremely hard to beat and could give the supermarket a bit of a shake after today. Exceed the Stars in for second. He gets the blinkers on. It's hard to say you've been overly, well, I haven't been overly impressed with his trials coming into this, but you've got to respect that run from his debut, and he does have that race experience on his side. So in with a chance here, I agree, Ron. I think Deep Chill is a big chance to do what he did in that race on debut. Not easy, and should improve sharply off the back of that performance. And number 6, Magnate, obviously have to respect the trainer-jockey combination on debut here, but certainly all about McLaren. Going to be very interesting to see what price he does SP. My numbers 7, 4, 5 and 6.
And he's priced in the Golden Slipper this morning.
$15, yeah. I think, Ronnie.
$15, mm. Yeah. I a little speck at him at the 26th on, during the week, and okay. I think just the anticipation, he will attract some more support there come race time as far as the slipper market's concerned.
Yeah, 100%. You mentioned the Minari that's on. I wonder if we might see Minari the Ferrari against McLaren one day. Who knows? <Yeah. laughs> We'll see. But Darren Flindell calling today. He likes the McLaren to beat 4, 6 and 8, 7, 4, 6 and 8. The other two-year-old feature here, Andrew, is the Whitten Stakes for the fillies.
Yeah, Jace, Avon River is a $6.50 chance. Blazing Miss, 7. Irrepidatious at $5.50. Giselle Ann, 26. Mayesh, $8. Immersement, $5.50. Lakia, 23. Lucicello, $4.60. Rotator, $9.50. Still Single is at $12. Well, easily one of the best movers on the card has been Immersement. Ever since the market opened on Wednesday, was $9 at that point, now into $5.50. It's holding twice as much money as anything else in the race and is responsible for about 33% of the market.
Yeah, remarkable. That's still $4.60 for Lucicello. Giselle Ann showed speed here. That looks a little bit of it. How did you have the map here, Simon?
Yeah, a bit of speed. Drawn inside it, the one you mentioned, Giselle Ann, Intrepidatious, obviously showed speed. On debut, we can press forward. I think Blazing Miss, drawn the inside of those two, will want to kick up. And then the likes of Avon River and Lucicello and Immersement all drawn inside those. So, and imagine they won't want to give away their inside draws. And I think they'll have to do a bit of work to come across from the wider draw. So it looks a good tempo here, Ron.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I've also got Luckier in the mix here, looking at her first trial where she showed brilliant speed, then ridden a bit quieter in the second trial. But outside draw, she may have a go of pressing on as well. So that just could put a bit more speed into the race. I'm keen on this Lonro filly, Immersement. That was the wrong price they went up on Wednesday. Her gymcrack run was, I thought, outstanding after getting shuffled back to last early. It's not easy with two-year-olds in big fields at their first start, and I like what she did late, and I like even more the two trials since. She looks strong. Hopefully she can show a little bit more gate speed from barrier one today and get into that first half of the field and get the brakes at the right time. And if that happens, I think she's a good bet here. She's a good bet. Even though it's an intriguing race, with a couple of really progressive types. I just feel that I'll go the Godolphin angle here. Intrepidacious, only won a bit of a nothing Canterbury maiden on a soft track, I might say, but it was, she owned the race and did it well, and she's another one. I loved her trial leading into this, and she's certainly right in the mix. Luciello, she just looked good the other day. Interesting to hear James say that. You know, she just does a little things wrong, wanting to overdo it a little bit sometimes, but she's got that stout dam side on her side to, with the speed of I'm Invincible there. It could be a good cross. And best of the rest is Mayasa. She's another one. Hard in the market in the Gimcrack Stakes behind Catch Me. That form's proven. And just little question marks on the trials, a little bit inconclusive. I'm interested in this Rotator. I'm wary of Rotator. The only trial last Tuesday, and I know it was just a slow trial, but boy, she was good to the eye. And very interested that Chris said she was one of the Melbourne fillies that he took down to run in the early two-year-old races, and obviously the things didn't go right there and she didn't run, but she might have more of an education behind her than what I first thought. 6, 3, 8, and 5.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie, with Immersement. Agree, I thought her run in the Gimcrack was very good. Obviously put her away in her two trials since. Been very good leading into this preparation. She's found the line well in both, and out of Forfeiture, who was an absolute swimmer, so no concerns with the wet track here. The inside draw can be a bit sticky. Hopefully she can settle. Obviously she has to go back from the wide draw on debut, so it will be interesting to see if Brenton can be a bit more forward from that inside draw. I think if she gets the breaks, she's certainly going to be hard to hold out. I think the dangers are the two debutants from the Chris Waller stable. Luciello showed good ability in her two trials. James McDonald, obviously a key booking, and the early market suggests she's certainly going to measure up on debut. I thought Rotator trialled very good during the week under Hugh Bowman. Obviously only a soft trial, beaten a length and a half, but she showed good ability there, and she's looking to get a good run for Glyn Schofield. She's well related, she's by not a single doubt, so she'll have no concerns with the wet track. I certainly think she can measure up well on debut. And of the rest, number one, Avon River, finished second on both occasions. Obviously no match for Accession last start, but he looked a pretty smart colt. She gets the blinkers on for the first time, so I expect her to show further improvement. But with Immersement, I think just needs a bit of luck from that inside draw. My number's 6, 8, 9, and 1.
Darren Flandell has gone for number 8, Luciello, to beat 6, 9, and 3, and it was his best of the day from Darren. Luciello on top in the second race. Brings us to the third race. It is the Tab Highway, Andrew.
And we have Fui San, $19. Roy's Command, $11. Trumbo, $19. Red Liberty, $41. Harms, $10. Then we have Sarum and Blue Collar Boy. They're both at $19. A Snip of Cindy, $11. Potent Force, $8. Nikonita is your $3.10 favourite. Belfast Bella, $5.50, and Embezzlement is a $7 chance. Well, guys, this was a totally new market because when La Scopa was in there on Wednesday, they jumped all over it pretty much straight away. It was a $2.30 favourite at that stage. With its removal, we didn't really see a great deal of money in this market up until yesterday afternoon. Since then, all the action has been down the bottom of the field. Nikonita, $3.70 into $3.10 today. Outside of that, Embezzlement, $9.50 into $7 off a high of $15.
All right. In terms of the speed here, Simon, Trumbo's led his last three starts. It looks a fair bit of early speed here.
Yeah, there does. Embezzlement obviously showed good improvement on speed, so I imagine they want to adopt similar tactics here. He's drawn inside Trumbo. Then you got Sarim also drawn on the outside of those two presses forward. And from the inside, Roy's Command and Potent Force look to kick up. So as we expect with most Tab Highways, I think we get a pretty solid tempo here, Ron.
Yeah, I agree. The wet track's around it, and a bit of a different angle on the race. A few more ifs and buts than there were earlier on. I'm guessing with number 13 here, Belfast Bella, an ex-French mare. I thought she did a few nice things last preparation. I'm expecting she's going to be better this preparation. She just had a little tick over Maruya Trial, where she looked to move well. I'd be more led by confidence in the last 20 minutes on track with her. They've found Karen to rider. I just think this is not a strong highway race. And I'll gamble with her. That's what it is until things become more educated on track. I think the danger is definitely Nikonita, the smaller field, the weight scale. I know she's got a horrible pattern. She's got a couple of nice wet track runs on her side. That market's adjusting to her way now. Of the others, well, Snipper Cindy. Cindy, do we believe our eyes last time? She, well, you go back three starts. She was very impressive at Kembla on a heavy track, and she was big odds that day. So we know she can handle the going, and she just launched on them the other day at big odds. So she's double figures again here. That seems a little bit over the odds to my eye. And Potent Force is another mystery runner here. He was ticking along with a couple of nice highway runs and then went to Doomben, where he was a $6 chance. And I don't know what happened when he was eased down late, but if we can forgive that run, he's hard in the market here. It's tough. 13, 12, 10 and 11.
Yeah, funny, found the same first four, Ronnie. I think just want to give Nikonita one more chance. I think she's racing in good order this time in. I thought her performance at Rose Hill last start was very good. Robbie Dolan had no choice but to go back from that wide draw. She found the line well. Obviously, a Snipper Cindy was too good for her there. But I thought she was good with the weight. She drops down here, finds Blake Shin. The draw is the question mark. She is likely to get back again. But I think there's good enough tempo in it to bring her into it. I think Blake just needs to find a back to follow coming into the straight. And I think if that's the case, I think she can run home over the top of them. Good trim up this morning, Andrew. 370 to 310. Obviously, a bit of support there. But I think she's one you want to be with. I think she brings the best form. I agree. I think the danger is number 13, Belfast Bella. Did a really good job for Maddie last preparation. She arguably should have won her last three starts. She was unlucky at Wagga over the mile. And then at Canberra, just beaten a head bob, really. She found the line well. She looked home. So I think she's one you can follow through this preparation. She will be better as she gets out over further. Number 11, Potent Force, just a big watch. His two runs to begin this preparation were very good and then obviously had excuses when eased out of the race at Doomben last start. 56 days between runs. He gets a nice run from the draw. I think he's a big watch. No doubt on his best form. He's more than up to this. And number 10, Snipper Cindy. Well, if I'm keen on Nikonita, got to give her a big chance here. Just the draw is a bit tricky for her, but has to be respected on her form this time in. But want to give Nikonita another chance. She rarely runs a bad race, and I think she gets a chance to win this afternoon. My numbers 12, 13, 11 and 10.
And Darren's gone for number 14, Embezzlement, to beat 12, 10 and 2. 14, 12, 10 and 2. Racing HQ, the Sydney preview, will continue after this.
Dynamics Indications invites you to join Jerry Harvey and Kieran Maher Racing in a high-quality yearling filly. Buy Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Danehill mare Moonflute, a Group 3 winner and Group 1 placed. Join Dynamic Jerry Harvey and Kieran Maher Racing in this fabulous filly at $12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Whoever you're backing this Saturday, TAB's got you covered with a $600,000 projected quaddy pool. That's right, $600,000 at Rose Hill this Saturday. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the TAB app with more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing? TAB. Download the app and visit your local. New South Wales TAB pool only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly.
Lionel, do you know our Chinese New Year tradition, Bing Lee?
Yes, Mum. We offer all our customers a gift.
And you must be given with the right etiquette.
An etiquette?
Lionel, I said etiquette.
How about a bonus 10% Bing Lee gift card if you spend $200 or more? Would that be right?
You would be right, all right.
A bonus 10% gift card at Bing Lee.
It's your Chinese New Year's gift from Bing Lee.
Exclusions apply. See binglee.com.au for details.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good to have you with us this morning on Racing HQ. It's Ron Duffy, Simon Denopoulos and Andrew Georgie. I'm Jason Witham filling in for Andrew Bensley. We are to race number four at Rosehill Gardens this afternoon. It's a benchmark 72 for the three-year-olds, Andrew. The countdown to the Golden Slipper Handicap.
That's right, and we see one of the better backed runners on the card in the shape of Lumberg, who's a $2.50 favourite. Toulouse at 13, Vega Days $3.80, Adana 5, Bukefalus 6.50, Celis 7, and the rank outsider in this field is Costello, and it's an $81 chance. Well, knocked about by scratching this race a little bit, boys, but even before the withdrawal of Shawnee, Angel of Truth, Schnapps and Brown Thomas, Lumberg was very well supported. $3.90 we offered on Wednesday, now into $2.50, accounts for well over half the market at this stage. The only other one that's had any sort of serious support is Adana, $6.50 into $5, and we laid some decent bets at that $6.50 quote.
Simon, where does Andrew Atkins go on Jungberg from gate one?
I think it's a good run. I think the scratchings certainly swing the race in the way of Lungberg and Vega Days. Snaps look to have a bit of pressure in the race. It's come out. Brown Thomas also looked to press forward. It's come out. So they look to get a lovely run. Adana, I think, can be a lot more positive from the inside draw. They'll want to be. The only other speed I found was Bucephalus from the wide draw. But Vega Days looks to control, Ron.
Yes, this race has taken a whole new complexion with this, with a bit of the speed gone. So I think we should take into account that Vega Days did lead a very slow race the other day and did get back when he won his first start. So I don't think we can just lock that in. I personally had Bucephalus coming across. Speed horses out wide in slow races usually have a dictating position, and I would have thought a horse going from 1,100 to 1,400 like Bucephalus could easily find the lead here, and Lungberg just finds himself third defence here and in a good position. There's no doubt about it. Look, even taking into account these things, I'm a huge rep for Adana. He was a different horse when he won at Warwick Farm on the soft seven. I know it was a maiden, but the sectionals were outstanding that day. He went straight to Flemington, should have nearly won, just the things didn't unfold for him there. To the paddock, easy trial. I really like this horse. I think he's a talent, even though there's no real evidence with 8 starts, 1 win, and that's a Warwick Farm maiden. But I think he's a very talented horse. I'll put him on top. I concede Lungberg's the big danger. Look, Karen did the right thing rolling forward in that race, considering the tempo of the day. Probably if he made a mistake, it wasn't probably not going forward enough because he was dead set out, sprinted when they charged home there. This is a different situation altogether. He'll find a better trailing covering position. Vega Days is hard to line up. He could well be a horse on the move. And always wary of the unbeaten factor, and he's got that on so far on his scorecard. And Bucephalus, I don't mind what he did at Canterbury, and I don't know how strong that race was, but I like the fact that he goes to 1400 here because he looks that style of horse, and the pedigree suggests that as well. 6, 1, 3, and 7.
Yeah, had it as a two-horse race on paper. Not as confident now with those scratchings, but still think Lungberg and Adana are clearly the best horses in the race. I'll lean the way of Adana simply for the fact they scratched him from a winnable race on Monday to save him for this. Obviously, since Gelded showed plenty of abilities, winning Warwick Farm, as you touched on, Ron, obviously very good, beating Napoleon Solo there, and then obviously the Carbine Club. It was hard to miss his run if you missed the replay. And just a one-soft trial, that's the tricky thing, being overly confident with a horse first up when They trial, you know, beaten nine lengths, but obviously have plenty in hand. But just, you'd imagine he'll be better over further this time in. But I'm hoping James can be fairly prominent from that inside draw. You won't want to be giving him too big a start, especially Lungberg, because while beaten last start, his closing sectionals were still very good in a slowly run race. So I think they're clearly the two. Lungberg drawn the inside, likely to land behind the leader. People label it the box seat. I label it the coffin, to be honest, because if a horse kicks up on your outside in the 1-1 and doesn't go anywhere, if Adana lands there or a horse of similar nature, he's just going to get boxed in. So I'm not a big rap on the inside draw for Lungberg. Andrew Atkins is going to need to get him out into clear air, and he's got a marker on him. They'll know he's there, and they want to keep him in. So that's the one little knock for me with Lungberg. I would have preferred him if he drew out, but I think if he gets clear air, he'll certainly be in the finish. Number three, Vega Days, obviously led a slow race last start, but unbeaten, and I reckon he controls again, but we'll have to wait and see what happens with Bucephalus. But either way, Tim Clark, and he's got a fair bit of ability to this horse, so have to be respected. And of the rest, number eight, Stellis, clearly not suited in the slowly run race last start, but her closing splits were very good. She's got the talent to be in the finish here, but I think it is a two-horse race, but leaning to Adana. My numbers 6, 1, 3, and 8.
I get your point with barrier one, and especially on a marked man. But I think it's a different situation when we're talking a soft seven at Rose Hill, because they wander. They like to get off the rail, and I think that... That's the offsetting thing there. It's the soft track. It's not as hard as it would be on a dry track.
Yeah, I suppose the coffin firmly comes into play at Canterbury on a Friday night, Ron.
Yes, it does.
Darren's gone for Lungberg to win. Lungberg over 3, 6, and 7. 1, 3, 6, and 7. We're up to race number 5, Andrew. This is a benchmark 78, the Tab Handicap.
And Jace, this is the last race of our Tab Fixed Odds special today. So have a bet on races 1 to 5 at either Rose Hill or Caulfield. And if your horse runs second or third, you get a bonus bet back up to the value of $50. So definitely don't want to miss out on that one. Cool Vinny is a $6.50 chance in this race. Matt Maker, $12. The Avenger is at $10. King Viv, $23. Looks Like Elvis, $26. Poetic Charmer, $6. Handfast, $26. Pakiri and Excelsior, they're both at $15. Thy Kingdom Come, $3.50. Superstar Bob, $14. Levy Bank, $21. And Nick O'Shea is a $10 shot. One of the best betting races of the day, boys. Almost every single runner has had some sort of decent support. The Avenger is actually one of the most popular at this stage, and it's a $10 chance. We have Levy Bank. It's had some good each-way money too at the 21. But the most significant mover today is the one right down the bottom, Nick O'Shea. $15 this morning, now into 10.
Yeah, interesting to see the betting there. And, well, Thy Kingdom Come, hopefully we'll get a better run today. Sort of, I think he probably maps to get a better run today, Simon.
Yeah, it looks that way, Jason. I think he can lead it pretty comfortably. Matt Maker, a bit of a fly in the ointment, and Poetic Charmer from out wide, they obviously press over. But I think Thy Kingdom Come just had to do a bit too much work in the lead last start, but he looks to get a much kinder run in transit here. The other one who could kick up from the inside is Excelsior, but just an even tempo, Ron.
Yeah, I would have thought not a rush. It won't be a rush here, and they'll sort their positions out. I agree with your thoughts as far as the map's concerned there. He'll have to push on probably with a wider draw, Map Maker today, so maybe they'll be a little bit more aggressive on him. I want to gamble on this horse, Excelsior, number 9. He's won an hour of trial in nice style. He's an underrated horse who did some nice things last preparation. He's winning at Warwick Farm twice. There's a level of consistency there. He's got a couple of solid soft track runs. He maps perfectly, I must say. And at that price, I'll have a throw at the stumps with him. I think Thy Kingdom Come is the obvious danger. As I said earlier, I think he had far too much to do last time. McDonald back on is the key. And back to 1400 is certainly good for him as well. Map Maker, he's building up to another win. He just trains him the same way all the time, Tim. He gets him up to a win, and then he freshens him, and then he gives him the 11, the 13, and then usually the 15. I would have run him in the other race, but anyway, he knows what he's doing. Still got a chance here. And the Avenger, looks the improver out of the lead-up All 2 Royal race last time, now that he hits 1,400 second up. Interesting moves, those bottom horses, Levy Bank and Nick O'Shea at the odds, so I'll revisit their wet track form later on. 9, 10, 2 and 3.
Yeah, I want to stick with Thy Kingdom Come. I think he was a complete forgive last start at Randwick in the benchmark 78. Just went too hard in front. He's, as expected, the run told on him late, knocking up to finish fifth there behind Turnberry. But I thought his performance, obviously, prior to that was very good on the Kenzo, ran really good figures. And as John Thompson touched on this morning, he'll have no concerns with the wet track. And I think he leads here for James McDonald. I don't think there's going to be a lot of pressure in this race. I think he gets his own way in front, and you've got to respect last that SPs did get sent around odds on. So much better price this afternoon. I think it's worth forgiving his last start flop. So with Thy Kingdom Come from number 3, The Avenger. Would have probably had him on top had we missed the rain and it was a dry track. I agree, Ron. I thought his run first up was very, very good. Yet to fire at Rose Hill. He's had 5 starts for nothing, and second up only one place once from 3 attempts. But he goes well over this distance, and with the claim, he certainly gets in well. Number 1, Cool Vinny, you know what you get with him. He'll be out the back and running on, but he's in good form. Obviously, he had excuses too back, but his form either side of that has been very good. And I want to give number 15, Nick O'Shea, a push here. Good to see a bit of support this morning. His performance last start was very good. If he runs up to that level here this afternoon, he's going to be right in the finish. And another one I want to throw in at odds, number 7, Handfast. Obviously, he hasn't done a lot of winning in his career, but his recent run of form has been fairly solid. So if you're playing wider in your exotics, I'd have Handfast in the mix. But I think Thy Kingdom Come gets his own way in front here for numbers 10, 3, 1 and 15.
Well, Darren Fendell agrees with number 10, Thy Kingdom Come. He's on top selection to beat 6, 15 and 7. 10, 6, 15 and 7. This is the feature event of the day, Andrew. It is a field of 5 to go around at the Group 2 Expressway Stakes.
And of course, Jason, it is the first leg of the Quaddy where New South Wales TAB customers get to bet into a projected pool of $600,000. Hartnell is a $12 chance. Trapeze Artist, $3. Le Romaine, $4.40. Dothraki, $34. And Elise is your $1.95 favourite. Well, in terms of the popularity stakes, boys, Trapeze Artist head and shoulders above anything else here. One customer had $20,000 at $4.20 earlier in the week. Of course, that price well and truly gone. It's now a $3 chance. Outside of that, Elise this morning did touch $2, now back into $1.95. But Trapeze Artist, easily the best backed runner in this race.
Yeah, well, a battle of tactics in the small field. Simon, we spoke to Gerald this morning. He said he'd like to see Trapeze Artist maybe sitting outside the leader. Would that be Dothraki, perhaps?
Yeah, it looks that way. I think Dothraki almost lands there by default. Obviously, the linchpin or the main runner in terms of your speed map is La Romaine and what James wants to do from the inside. He pretty much dictates the race to everyone else. So if he kicks up from the inside, whether Trapeze then has to press on to sit outside the lead, we'll have to wait and see. Elise just lets it all unfold. You'd imagine from the inside, Ron?
Yes, I'd say so. I think McDonald is not going to just come out and give up the lead straight away and let the two leaders run 12 second sectional. So I think his play might be to come out aggressive and make them make sure they're running the 11 fours or whatever they're running. It's about judgment of time in these little weight for age races, and Le Romaine's a tough nut who won't react to a sit sprint. So I think there may be more speed than it looks on paper. On paper, it looks a trot in the park. But we're talking weight for age Group 2 racing here, and things, tactics, you got good jockeys who know how fast they're going. So I just think there might be more action than what we think. I reserve judgment to change my mind in this race. I sort of locked into Elise Wednesday and in yesterday and whatever. I've left her on top. She's $1.95 is absolute poison.
They're having a lend of us at TAB.
Yeah, they are.
She started 280 to beat Invincible Owl last start.
Exactly. And probably her first up form was better than the second up form, but it has been 5 weeks and a nice tick over trial, so maybe they're treating this as fresh as best as again. So, and there's a little bit A bit of a question mark whether she's as good on with soft going as well. She's more explosive on top of the ground. They're going to be so much closer in the market, these three horses at the top, you got no idea. So, Elise fans, you know, just put your seatbelts on for a while. I still think she was just so explosive winning first up, great trial. She's a mature mare now, and I still want to be with her, but things are changing with what's happened overnight with the rain. Trapeze Artist, he's an outstanding sprinter, and you know, off a great Everest run, and we know what wins he's got under his belt here, and he's at home, so he's ready to go with his blinkers on. Geez, I think Tartnell's dangerous here. If they do happen to look at each other, you know, that 200 metres earlier than expected, he's just going to be sitting out the back, peeling out. And I know he's never tried 1,200 metres before, but he's a horse that could react at 1,200 trained that way. And he's fresh form, he's soft form. All the stars are aligning for Hartnell to run well here. And no knock at all on Le Romain. He has to be promoted now that we've had this rain overnight, and we're working with a soft seven. If it continues to sprinkle throughout the day, boy, he's going to have some supporters with that fresh form and his wet form. This race is a really changing complexion every minute. 6, 2, 1, and 3.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who does even start favourite, Ron. I wouldn't be surprised if it does swing the other way with Trapeze Artist, given the early support. And imagine La Romaine will be obviously favoured on the wet going now. He's probably the one who's got the most benefit out of the rain overnight. So I think you're right. Elise, I think, well, she has to drift, really, from her quote at the moment. She's obviously dynamic first up, but I want to be with Trapeze Artist. He's, if not the best sprinter in the country, he's one of, certainly. And on his form last time in, although he didn't win, his first up performance on the heavy track with 61 kilos was very good in the Theo Marx, given the way the race was run. And then he was obviously very good in the Everest, finishing second behind Redzel prior to a break. His sole trial in the lead-up is what you expect from Trapeze Artist without the blinkers on. And Gerald did seem fairly bullish today. And I just think, even in the small tactical affair, Trapeze Artist is probably the one you're going to want to be with in running, given he's outside the lead. La Romaine likely to be in the box seat, and then Elise giving them all a start. I think it's going to be hard to run down Trapeze Artist if he's in that position. If Elise can, well, look, besides Winx, she's the horse to beat, I think, this carnival, really. If she can run down the likes of Trapeze Artist and La Romaine today, look out in the All-Star Mile. I don't think there's anything down in Melbourne that'll be able to match her. So given the way she returned first up, big watch on her today if she can reproduce that performance second up. Number three, La Romaine. Well, James just gets a chance to dictate the race really to the others. He gets probably won't want to get behind Jofaraki. He'll probably want to get off the fence and trail Trapeze Artist. That's how I would read it in the race. But look, he rarely runs a bad race, La Romaine. He's a bulldog and he'll relish the conditions. And yeah, got to respect Hartnell. I'm not sure he can win, but the fact he's here is as good a push as any from James, lining him up over 1,200. He's obviously back in good order, and he's a champ, so you've got to be respectful. But look, Trapeze Artist, I think he's the best sprinter in the race, and as a result, I think he's going to be the one to beat. So my number's 2, 6, 3, and 1.
Yeah, fascinating race, isn't it? Darren's gone for Elise to win. 6, 3, 2, and 1 from Darren Flindell. Three races to come in the Rose Hill preview. Back soon on Racing HQ.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Don't miss the next superstar to emerge from Western Australia. Head west to find it yourself at the Magic Millions Perth Yearling Sale at our new Swan Valley Complex on February 18 and 19. Recent graduates of the sale include Life Changers, Lucky Grey, Magnifico, Moment of Change, Leonardo da Vinci and the mighty Black Heart Bard. The 2019 catalogue features 310 outstanding lots by 76 individual sires, from local champions to Australia's best. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Lano, do you know our Chinese New Year tradition, Bing Lee?
Yes, Mum. We offer all our customers a gift.
And you must be given with the right etiquette.
An etiquette?
Lano, I said etiquette.
How about a bonus 10% Bing Lee gift card if you spend $200 or more? Would that be right?
You will be right, all right.
A bonus 10% gift card at Bing Lee.
It's your Chinese New Year's gift from Bing Lee.
Exclusions apply. See binglee.com.au for details.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 5 at Rose Hill and Caulfield. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and P's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Continuing our preview of Rosehill Gardens this afternoon, and we have race number 7 our next to look at here. Andrew, 1500 metre benchmark 88.
Yeah, here to there is at $51. Admiral Jello 81. Seaway $3.10. Hallelujah Boy 26. Sweet Deal 7. Smart Edge is a $10 chance. Girl Tuesday is your $2.50 favourite. High Mist, 26. Love Shack Baby, $7.50. And Generalissimo is $26. Well, no surprise here, guys. Girl Tuesday, $4.60 on Wednesday prior to all the scratchings. Now a $2.50 chance. It accounts for around about 80% of the early investment. Very popular through the multis. Outside of it, Seaway. Now, I know there's only 60 cents between them in the betting, but we cannot ride a decent bet for Seaway at the moment. It's probably one of the least favoured runners in the race.
Oh, very interesting there with the betting. Where does the speed come from here, Simon?
Yeah, only a moderate speed here. I think Love Shack Baby looks most likely to take it up. Sweet Deal shouldn't be too far away. Hallelujah Boy and Seaway drawn the inside. They want to hold their positions. Interesting to hear your thoughts, Ronnie. Girl Tuesday, what do you think they do from the draw?
I don't know. You know, at first glance, I thought Karen's going to go forward here. Big, you know, 1,500 metre start. He's on a big, bold strider. She showed more speed at the trials than I've seen from her in the past. But then I thought, first up, long preparation ahead. Wide draw, Team Waller, or Chris Waller, usually negative. But I wouldn't be surprised if he made his move at the 800 or 900, just sliding forward, which he's done on her in the past. You know, she's a big, bold strider who gets into a rhythm. I think Karen knows her well enough for us to put faith in him on this mare, because I think she's too good for him. She looks a really nice staying prospect. I know she's been well handled just going through the easy way, last preparation. But I just looked at those two trials back, and I think she's going better than ever. Her ability, rather than race shape, race map, and speed maps, is going to take her a long way here. The only thing that makes me nervous is they assessed a $4.60 earlier in the week, which I thought, well, what's wrong with it? Maybe she's not rating as well as she should in those wins, but I like what I see. I think she wins. You've got to respect Seaway, just getting the charm run third defence here. Interesting, there's no money, and it's come in from 350 to 310.
Yeah.
So obviously...
Come on, Andrew.
Obviously, it's a dead set cuddle from the Tab. That's the one they're putting their
faith. There are some scratchings, boys. You have to remember that, too.
I'll take that into account. But obviously, that's the one the Tab's put their foot on and said, this will be our winner. And good luck to him. It does look a nice race for him. First up is a gelding. Smart Edge, what you see is what you get. He just runs a brave, genuine race every time he goes round, and he'll do similar here today. I find it hard to line these midweek horses up to this Saturday form, but Love Shack Baby, he has put two strong wins together, and being on speed here, minding his own business, being a fit winning horse, he certainly gets a Guernsey somewhere here. No, she's the bet of the day. 9, 3, 7 and 13.
Yeah, no real knock from me on Girl Tuesday. Just the tricky map and the price is the one thing, but I certainly think she's got the most talent in the race. I just want to give Smart Edge a chance on the each way here. I think he arguably brings the best form into the race, and we'll know our fate early at the start. He can be slow away, so if that's the case, obviously it's going to be hard. I imagine he'll settle behind Girl Tuesday, which makes it very hard to be winning this race. But if he begins better, I'm hoping Tommy can settle in midfield. And if that's the case, I think he's going to be hard to hold out. His form this time in has been very good. Behind Cradle Mountain first up, then only narrowly beaten, and he's second up behind Erythea there and was huge. A sectional mark up, and then went to the Gold Coast in a very strong form race, and to only be beaten a length and a half behind Redouble. He brings the best form. He's racing in career best form. Just needs to begin better at the start, and if he holds that form, he's going to be very hard to hold out. Obviously, the danger is number 9, Girl Tuesday. How can you knock her 4 from 4? She continued to raise the bar last time in. She's had the 2 trials. Kieran knows her well, obviously. Just the map is the one concern for me. When you're taking $2.50, you're not sure where you're going to be, but if she does land into a good spot, obviously she's clearly the one to beat. She can go on to bigger and better this time in, that's for sure. Number 3, Seaway. No real surprise that Tab are cuddling him, really. He looks to get the run of the race from that inside draw. He's gelded his best form last time in. That narrow defeat in the Queensland Guineas on a heavy track does seem very well placed at the weights here, so got to respect his chances. And number 13, Love Shack Baby. Absolutely airborne, this horse. Looks to take up the running. Down in the weights, you certainly got to have him in the quarter. He should be in it for a long way, but I'm just hoping Smart Edge can begin with him. If that's the case, I think it'll be hard to hold out. My numbers 7, 9, 3 and 13.
Darren Fundell went with the number 9 Girl Tuesday to beat 13, 3, 6, 9, 13, 3 and 6. Andrew, it brings us to race number 8. It's a big field, over 2,000 metres.
Yes, we have Asterius at $4.60. Collateral, 31. Reneged, 71. Island Missile, $6.50. Monsieur Sisu at 9. Nahuel, $3.80. Wu Gok, 18. Letter to Juliet, 26. Beijing Board, 71. Eagle Bay, 17. Cyber Intervention, $9. Bon Equus, 151. And the two right down the bottom, Botti and Nobu, you can have $11 about the pair of them. Well, guys, Cyber Intervention, they've been specking this horse since Wednesday. $13 best price, now into $9. It's the most popular runner in terms of money held. Outside of it, we've had some money for Island Missile. They backed Nahuel when the market opened on Wednesday. $8 was available at that stage. It's now $3.80. And interesting to note, Eagle Bay, you may recall, they backed it off the map last week from 41s into about $9. No money for it today at the 17.
Yeah, it's on the quick backup for Chris Waller with Abdullah aboard. Big field here, Simon. That looks to be a bit of tempo.
Yeah, I'm not too sure, Jason. I don't think Snappy. There is. Yeah, we've lost Snappy, who takes a great deal. Trafalgar also comes out. So I don't think there's much speed at all, really. Monsieur Susu and Beijing Board look to come across from their wide draws. So is he 460 to 380 this morning, Andrew? Is that right?
Yeah, that's
or
right,
is that up
Simon. There has been a little bit of money for him, but most of it is because of the scratchings.
Another cuddle,
yeah.
That's what it is. It's another
cuddle. I know, I thought we were going to get 460.
Very, very misleading.
Yeah.
Well, Simon, if you do want a better price, you can always use your multiplier as well.
Good little plug, the multiplier. You're going to, what, am I going to get the 5x multiplier? Can you get
you'll
me
wait,
that?
You'll wait until the clock goes round and you'll get a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Point two.
Yeah. I think, I've labelled him the best for the day. I think he gets into a good spot here, given with that speed also coming out. He just lands behind them. The other runners, I thought, can be a lot more prominent, certainly Asterius and Cyber Intervention from their inside draws. But it looked a solidly run race until the scratchings, Ron.
Yes, it's a different race altogether now. And I had Monsieur Sisu and probably Nahuel going forward there as well. Beijing Board, I thought he had to trial after his last run.
They did trial him in front of stewards.
Okay, unofficially.
Unofficially, yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
So he could go forward as well. So, look, I feel like a thrill seeker with my Quinella here, but I want to give Asterius another go. He was held back from last week. I think the drop of rain overnight suits him. I know he has to give plenty of weight to a couple of progressive horses down the bottom here, but I'm happy to go his way. Now that everyone's jumped off Eagle Bay, I want to give him another chance. Obviously, the eye catcher first up, and I want to forgive last week when wide, no cover, 2,000 on a backup. I like that, and Chris has done that with So You Win two starts back with him, and it worked, and I think it might spring this horse into action. One more go with him. Island Missile is consistent and won't be far away again. And Cyber Intervention, the bigger track is the key to him at 2,000 metres now, and I think he'll react. Listening to Chris, it sounds like he prefers Body of the Lightweight Horses over Nobu. And I'm marking them 1, 11, 4 and 15. And I can't wait to hear your theory behind Nahul, because it's a mystery to me why he's so short.
Yeah, I think on his perform, I think obviously with his European imports, they're certainly better at the second preparation. We did see him start 380 favourite in a benchmark 80 last prep at Randwick over the 2,400 metres. His form this time in has been good. Obviously at Canterbury over the 1550 first up wasn't suited. I thought he was good at Gosford and then took a big step forward at Canterbury. The figures there, Ronnie, were very good given the weight he carried, and he certainly measures up on speed figures in this race. So I know it's a jump, obviously, from Canterbury to this 78, but I think he's certainly well placed at the weights. Kieran McAvoy sticks aboard. I think he can certainly, should give him a good springboard that last out of Canterbury. He was going to win a long way out. He was held up rounding the home turn, and when he finally got off heels, he showed a good turn of foot. He tied a touch late, but that should give him the perfect platform going to 2,000 metres. And I just think he lands into such a perfect spot here. From that draw, he's behind the speed. Should get a lovely run for Kieran McAvoy, who is, I believe, the best rider as it stays in the country, no doubt. And if he can springboard or take another step forward off that last start win, he rates highly and more than happy to bet up, although that was at 460, a good trim up this morning into 390. But I think he's clearly the one to beat and the best bet for me. The danger, I think, is Cyber Intervention. The horse is down the bottom of the weights. Obviously, last start things just didn't go to plan, but his win prior was very good, and I think the 2,000 metres suits. Number 17, Body. His run too was a lot better than what it appears on paper. Third up, out to a trip, has to be respected. And my old mate Asterius, I think he's been looking for a wet track, so now he finally gets it. He should be prominent from the inside, and I'll be sick if he beats me today, but you've got to have him in the quad here. But I think Nahuel, he just looks to get a lovely run, and he's certainly back in career best form, and I just want to be with the improver. So got him on top, my numbers 7, 15, 17 and 1.
And Darren's gone for number 4 here, Island Missile, to meet 17, 18 and 1, 4, 17, 18 and 1. The lucky last here, Andrew. This is the 9th for the sprinters over 1,200 metres.
Yeah, Jace, Bolero King is at $19. Perrette, $3.50. All Over Bossa Nova, $19. Maximus, $8. Jorda, $7. All Too Royal, $6. Al Merton, $12. Performer, $4.80. Tessera, 17, Ghostly, 12, and Mil Sayan is at $81. Well, great betting race here between Perrette and Performer. Between those two, they hold about 85% of the early money. Perrette was $7 earlier in the week prior to the scratchings. We've laid it all the way through. Performer is the other notable firmer, $7 on Wednesday. It was $5 this morning. Now into $4.80, but Perrette is holding twice as much money as Performer at this stage.
All right, speed-wise here, All Over Bossa Nova goes forward. Simon, how did you map it?
Yeah, it looks to come across from the draw. All Too Royal, I think, is your most likely leader in the race. Maximus and Al Merton, I think, from the inside, can get them to do a bit of work. And Bolero King, fresh, obviously, can press forward.
Yeah, well, a Quinella for me. I'm leaning Perrette's way unless there's you know, a big move for Performer late in betting here, but Perrette to beat Performer for me now that he's back at benchmark racing. Well, he finds benchmark racing Performer. 6 Maximus is a very good fresh horse. He's had that recent trial during the week, and there was very good support for him first up on a wet track last preparation, and he was unlucky not to, they were unlucky not to collect at the big odds. So he's dangerous here, and best of the rest is All Too Royal, who's had a few hard runs now, and he has to come up in class, but he gets down to that 54.5 today, and he has got that lovely racing style. I like 3, 10, 6 and 8.
Yeah, same Quinella for me, Ron, with Perret off his first up run. Just wanted to back him wherever he went. I think that Bonhomie form is arguably the best sprint form going around at this level of company, and he should improve second up out to 1,200. I think the dangerous performer scared stiff of him. This is his easiest race he's ever contested, and I thought he's trialled well for him coming into it. Obviously, James McDonald, a key booking. Number 11 to Sierra, I want to give him another chance. I think on his performance two back, he's right in this, and then again, I think that Bonhomie form has to be respected. And of the rest, number 7, Jorda, good blowout. Oh, she's in the market, but on her day, she's more than capable. But want to be with Perret in the last, the numbers 3, 10, 11 and 7.
Darren Flindell's gone for number 9, Al Merton, to beat 8, 3 and 5, 9, 8, 3 and 5. So Simon, you're a Narwhal man today.
Yeah, Ronnie knocked the wind out of me a bit, to be honest.
Didn't he what?
No, I just had $8 next to his name. And
I know, I was sick. I did the form a bit late this week, and when I saw they bet $8, that's never a good feeling. But I just think on that Canterbury run and where he gets to in the draw, happy to have him on top. It's a tricky day for me, but happy to go to the line with Narwhal.
What about you, Ronnie?
I like winning form, race 7, number 9, Girl Tuesday, and I think each way, race 2, number 6, Immersement is safe.
Okay, race 2, number 6, and what's been the best back to run it today, Andrew?
Well, Girl Tuesday, probably the most confident play from our customers. That's race 7, number 9. Outside of it, Nick Anita, race 3, number 12. And since we've been doing the preview, guys, we've had some serious money for Rotator. Now, $2,500 at $10 and also $1,500 at $9, and that is in race 2, number 9.
Very interesting.
It is. All right, Andrew, will be back soon. Thanks, Duff.
Thanks, Jace. As I've said before, it's nice to be working with professionals again.
Ben's will be back next week. I'm sure he'll appreciate that one. Simon, thank you too.
Yeah, cheers, Jace. All the best.
Okay, Simon Denopoulos and Ron Duffacy with the Rosehill Preview. Andrew Georgie, I'll be joining Simon Harrison very shortly. We have our Caulfield Preview coming up in just a moment, and that will continue our morning on the Sky Sports Radio. Of course, if you've been watching on Sky Thoroughbred Central, many thanks for your company throughout the course of the morning. Our previews of Rosehill as well as Eagle Farm and Newcastle will be coming up later in the morning. Dean Lester and Mark Hunter with that Melbourne Preview at Caulfield. We'll also have Bernie Cooper previewing the program today at Eagle Farm. And Gary Hartley will preview Newcastle before our preview after 10 o'clock of Rosehill with Paul Joyce. Andrew Hurley will be here in the studio as well. Thanks very much for your company this morning. Simon Harrison will be hosting you throughout the next few hours here this morning on Sky Sports Radio as we take a break.
Lionel, do you know our Chinese New Year tradition, Bingley?
Yes, Mum. We offer all our customers a gift.
And it must be given with the right etiquette.
An etiquette?
Lionel, that's an etiquette.
How about a bonus 10% Bingley gift card if you spend $200 or more? Would that be right?
You will be right, all right.
A bonus 10% gift card at Bingley.
It's your Chinese New Year's gift from Bingley.
Exclusions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Whoever you're backing this Saturday, Tab's got you covered with a $600,000 projected quaddy pool. That's right, $600,000 at Rosehill this Saturday. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the Tab app with more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing? Tab. Download the app and visit your local. New South Wales Tab pool only. T's and C's on website. Gamble responsibly.
Catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same English passion. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Get the Volkswagen Golf Trendline from $25,990 drive away with a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty. Conditions and exclusions apply. See volkswagen.com.au. At Ryder car accident on Victoria Road at St Anne Street. It's just happened and emergency services have been summoned. At Liverpool, a two-car prang. It's Macquarie Street at Moore Street. That's also affecting traffic in all directions. Beecroft and a truck breakdown on the M2 in the Beecroft Tunnel. That's affecting outbounders. Want to make your new Hotondo home even more perfect? Choose choose one of Hotondo Homes' no-cost summer bonus packages worth over $10,000. Visit hotondo.com.au today. Conditions apply. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
It's a new millennium for racing at Warwick Farm on Inglis Millennium Day, Saturday, February 9. Be trackside for Sydney's first million-dollar race day of 2019. Headlined by the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds, the $1 million Inglis Sprint and Group 2 Breeders Classic. An exciting day of racing, hospitality and free children's entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
And a very good morning. Simon Harrison with you at 2 minutes past nine. We're about to preview this card of racing at Caulfield. Dean Lester is with us. Dino, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Simon.
And Mark Hutter's online. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Simon.
Well, a pretty quiet old week in Melbourne, boys. Obviously, we haven't seen a weekend like this for a while. It's been big news, and without talking about it too much, I have noticed now, Dean, that Night's Watch has been transferred to the Mar Eustace operation.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of transfers going on around the state in the next few days, but the impact is immediate. Just even looking at this meeting, it's a shell of what it was going to be. So it's a significant week in racing.
So obviously all of the Darren Weir horses have been scratched from Caulfield today. It's a good four in the rail out 9 metres. Andrew Giorgio joins me now from tab.com.au. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Simon.
Righto, well, let's take a look at the first and the market on the first, Andrew. It's the Verve Clico Lawn Handicap over 1,100. The one scratching here is number two, Got the Goss.
Yeah, Tony Nicone is at $3.80. Fast Cash, 81. El Sicario, 16. Sam's Image, $3.40. I Got You, 6.50. Mystico, $4.60. Eastwood, 81. Arrow Shah, 13. Educate, 23. And Red Core is an $8.50 chance. Well, Simon, I can tell you, Sam's Image, they've been really keen to back this horse ever since the market opened on Wednesday. $4.40, now into $3.40, easily the most popular runner in terms of money held. Outside of that, Tony Nicone was $3.30 on Wednesday, got out to as much as $4, and that's when we saw some money for it. Now back into $3.80. They're the only two that have had any sort of serious support.
Righto, Dean, well, I'll start with you. Are you with one of the two they're fancying there?
Sam's Image for me, Simon. I think he's had two runs in. I think he's going really well. Caulfield 1100 suits. I think he probably crosses Tony Nicone, and I think he'll take a bit of running down to beat. Mystico is having a great preparation. He had a couple of placings in town and then two city wins and drops in weight here. I think he'll run well again. Tony Nicone, I think he was very well placed in that first preparation. He's got plenty of weight against the older horses, but drawn for a cheap run. And Red Core's a funny horse. He needs everything to go right. But from barrier four with the speed inside, he can probably just drag into the race, and thought he might be able to get a placing at a little bit of a price. 5, 7, 1, and 11.
So 5, 7, 1, 11 from Dino there. Sam's Image on top. Mark, which way are you going in race one?
Yeah, Sam's Image for me too. I think the two runs back from a spell have been good. I think he comes out of the best races. Races well at Caulfield. Fitter, ready to pounce on the top from gate two. And it'll take a big effort to run him down to beat number one, Tony Nicone. This form was disappointing towards the end of its campaign. It resumes here off a good trial and drawn to sit leaders back and get every chance. Thought number six, I Got You, wasn't hopeless. Its racing pattern in New Zealand is to go forward, but was ridden quietly in a recent trial and finished off nicely. And seven, Mystico, who's into a harder race, but in terrific form and got that claim, which will help. 5, 1, 6, and 7.
So 5, 1, 6, and 7 there from Mark Hunter. And from Matt Hill, he likes 5, Sam's Image as well, from 7, 1, and 10. Andrew, race number two is the 2400 metre Robert Hunter Handicap. The scratching is number four, Crafty Devil.
Aloft is a $21 chance. Second Bullet, $2.60. Double Bluff, $19. Kazarabad, $3.20. Murphy's Delight, $17. Pissarro, $2.80. Well, guys, this has probably been one of the quieter races of the day. Look, they have backed Second Bullet, but not with any great urgency. It was as much as $3 earlier in the week. Outside of that, Pissarro has had some specking this morning, and really, there hasn't really been anything else of interest after that.
So, Mark, with this, the field of six here over 2,400 metres, it'll be a pretty slowly run affair, you'd think?
Oh, look, it probably will be. Simon, I think Pissarro from the outside gate with no weight, you would imagine crosses and leads with, I don't know if the Loft has still got any speed in his legs. If he has, he'll be somewhere handy from gate one. They won't go hard. Look, it's a poor race. I'm going to tip number two, Second Bullet, who's got to run a strong 2,400 metres. It should. It doesn't go as well at Caulfield as it does at Flemington, but its last run was good enough. I'll put it on top to beat number seven, Pissarro. Going really well. Leader, 51 kilos, will take plenty of running down. I think number five, Kazirabad's the only other winning chance. And take your pick for fourth. I didn't know where to go. Maybe number one, Aloft, who, gee, went very slowly for the new stable the other day. Its best form would obviously be very competitive. Whether it's still got that in it, I don't know. 2, 7, 5, and 1.
So 2, 7, 5, 1 there from Mark and Dean. Which way are you leaning?
It's gone the other way, Simon. I've gone with Pissarro because I just think he's on the up with 51 on his back, making his own luck. And he seems to have a real desire to want to find the line at the moment. Second Bullet. Never that keen on him on a really quick backup as much as anything. And as Mark said, he's probably better at Flemington in saying that. He doesn't have to be at his best to nearly win this. So that's the lacklustre nature of the race. Kazarabad, I think he's probably a better horse at Flemington also because he can sort of wind up and, as he did the other day, outslog them and won Aloft, as Mark said, pretty slow first up. But straight to 2,400 might be a bit of a key. But ordinary race, but 7 and 2 are the key chances. 7, 2, 5 and 1.
So 7, 2, 5 and 1 there from Dean Lester. From Matt Hill, he's got number 2 on top, which is Second Bullet from 5, 7 and 3. Right, Andrew, off to the third now. This is the John Mull Handicap, which is for the fillies and mares over 1,400 metres. And the one scratching is number 5, Fudged.
Just the Halo is 14. Nantali is your $2.40 favourite. Amortentia, $6.50, along with Magnesium Rose. Ocean Deep is an $8.50 chance. Champagne Cocktail, 41. Esposito Gold, 18. And Abyssinian is $3.90. Simon, one of the better-backed runners on the card at Caulfield today is Nantali. It's been a really confident go from our customers ever since the market opened on Wednesday. Off a high of $3.30, now into $2.40.
And Dean, how does the speed map on this race look?
Yeah, Simon, I'm thinking that you've got the likes of Amortentia, probably Champagne Cocktail will use the draw, Magnesium Rose, up to 1,400 where the Esposito Gold out wide pushes on, and that probably provides Nantali with a fairly reasonable run.
Are you sticking with Nantali?
I am. I think she's probably the better of the day. I know she's got 60 kilos, but I just thought last start she got flushed out very early when she over-raced a bit. Might have got the tongue over the bit too with the tongue tie going on today, and I just think she can just be held back for that little bit longer. She toughed it out well with Set to Sparkle, but she was exposed way too early. I think she can win. Amatensi is running well. Her two runs this time in have been sound. Magnesium Rose had one go at 1,400. They rode her back and she was wide. It was an absolute disaster. I don't think she'll be anywhere near in that sort of spot here on the home track. And 9 Abyssinian next best. 2, 3, 4 and 9.
2, 3, 4 and 9 from Dino and Mark. Who do you like in the third?
I think there are four winning chances, Simon. I'm with number 2, Nantali, as well. I think it's ready to win after three runs back. It gets a beautiful run for Damien Lane here behind what looks like genuine little 1,400 metre tempo. So it's going to get every chance to beat number 9, Abyssinian. I think I would have had this horse on top if it had drawn out. It's got a lovely weight in this race. It's ready to win. I can just see it buried back inside, needing luck. Number 3, Amortentia, fitted for two runs back, is ready to win. And 1, Jester Halo. Look, it was wide all the way last time. There's a good chance that might happen again, but there's also a good chance here with the tempo. It just might blend into the race at the right time, and it certainly wouldn't shock at odds. 2, 9, 3 and 1.
So 2, 9, 3, 1 from Mark Hunter there in the third. Matty Hill likes 3, Amortentia, over 2, 9 and 1. To race four, Andrew, this one's a 2,000-metre handicap, a benchmark 84, and the three scratchings are two Prima, three Chabau, and five Calibration.
Yeah, totally new market here, Simon, with the removal of those horses. Lamborghini is $3.60. Prince Ziggy is your $2.20 favourite. Tranquil Mist, $23. The Mighty J-Rod, $8.50. Good Idea, $4.80. Music of the Night, you can have $8.50 about the bottom one. As I reiterated that, those scratchings have really put the handbrake on this race. There really hasn't been any sort of money in the last sort of 12 to 24 hours. Lamborghini is the most popular, but really no confident push for anything at this stage.
Yeah, so just the six to run here, Mark. How did you sum up race four?
Look, I think Prince Ziggy will win. It's a staggering turnaround, not just from this horse, but with quite a few others from the stable over the past few months. Prince Ziggy was just whacking around in races going nowhere about 12 months ago, but it's absolutely flying now. It was a terrific second behind Chabau 2 runs ago. Lovely ride. Very good win at Sandown, and 52.5 here, I think it wins to beat number 7, the Mighty J-Rod. Ridden quieter, ran better last time. A repeat of that puts it in the finish. Number 1, Lamborghini, just totally thwarted by the tempo last time, is racing in great form, and maybe number 8, Good Idea, next best, but it was disappointing last time. I think 4 wins, 4-7-1-8.
So 4-7-1-8 there from Mark Hunter. Dino, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's very hard to get your head around that Prince Ziggy's a good thing on a Saturday meeting, because for so long, as Mark said, he was just bashing around doing not a lot. But this turnaround with him and so many from the team has been staggering, and this horse has won 5 of his past 8, and the only defeat in his last 4 was by a really promising horse in Chabau. So with 52.5, he's an irresistible tip. Lamborghini's going to be behind him in the run. At some stage, he'll make a dash, and he'll be strong late. I'll put in Tranquil Mist for 3rd. She wasn't beaten far last start, and Good Idea. I think he's just getting to the back end of a preparation, but his run last start at Sandown was okay also. But yeah, I think he'll win, Prince Ziggy. He's going great guns, 4-1-6-8.
So 4-1-6-8 there from Dino, and from Matt Hill. He likes 9 on top, which is Music of the Night, over 4-1-7. Now to race 5, Andrew, the Chairman Stakes for the 2-year-olds. It's a group 3 over 1,000 metres, and the scratching is for Logan's Blade.
Hey, Simon, and of course this is the last race that you can take advantage of our fixed odds offer today. Have a bet on races 1-5 at Caulfield, and if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to the value of $50. Bella Rosa is a $7 chance here. Steal My Kisses, 14. Lanagira, 5. Art Collection, $4.40. Dump By Me, 9. I Am, 17. Loving Gabby, $3.60. Sea Tonic, 10. And Swan Island is at $13. Loving Gabby, scratched from last night's Valley program to run here. Very good support for it. $5.50 into $3.60. Twice as popular as the next best back runner, which is Lanagira.
Righto, Dean. Well, we had the previews on for the Diamond last Saturday. How do you like the Chairman Stakes this week?
Simon, I like two principal runners, and they are Lanagira and Loving Gabby. Lanagira ran well on debut last preparation, looks to have trialled up really well, very sharp. I think he'll give a great sight. I think Loving Gabby looks a very nice filly, had plenty in hand in a recent Pakenham trial. They're the two for me. Art Collection showed ability last time in, drawn for a good run. And I thought Swan Island trialled well last week, making its debut here off a good draw. But playing the race around numbers 3 and 8, 3, 8, 5 and 10.
So 3, 8, 5 and 10. And just on those previews last week, Dean, did you have one division that you were favouring over the other?
Oh, I thought Catch Me was the best run of them. And I'd love to see maybe a gear change on a horse called Exeter out of the Colts. I think sharpen him up, he's still a bit of a chance.
And Catch Me was sweating up and on her toes before the race, wasn't she?
She was very good until the rider got on, and then she nearly dumped Kieran McAvoy, and she got very stirred up for a minute, but she quickly regained her composure and raced really well, covered ground and was still too good.
Mark, what are you liking the Chairman's today?
Look, I've just switched the Quinella round of Dean's. They're always good looking, learn these ones. They come back from a spell, they look like they've got plenty left in trials, and you're never quite sure, but I put number 8, Loving Gabby, on top, who looked to trial well, looked to have plenty left, and looks like it'll be suited by the speed here, tucked in just behind them. Beat number 3, Lanagira. Little was set a big task on debut, went flat out all the way and did a great job to run 4th and just flew in a recent trial. It'll take plenty of catching. 5 Art Collection, was good up the straight, looked to trial well recently, and then number one, Bella Rosa, who toughed it out to win up the straight and also looked to trial quite well here. 8-3, 5-1.
8-3, 5-1 there from Mark Hunter. And from Matthew Hill, he likes number five, Art Collection, over 1, 8, and 3. So we'll move to race six, which will get the quaddy underway at 3:30. The Blue Star Print Handicap over the mile. And Andrew, the scratchings here are 6 Thunder Cloud, 9 Mount Kilcoy, 10 Sabotage, and 11 Sacred Theme.
Yes, Simon, another one of these races where it's a totally new market because of those scratchings. Leodoro is a $9 chance. George Patton, $34. Noshio, $2.90. Plot the Course, $16. Kaching, $4.20. Antar, $2.60. And Fastnet Latina is at $11. Well, at this point, Antar is the best-backed runner. Not a great deal of interest in the race, to be perfectly honest, but it's holding about three times as much as anything else. Outside of that, some small money for Noshio.
So another small field, Mark. Who do you see taking up the lead here?
Well, yeah, I would go for either Kaching or George Patton to be the leader here, Simon, but I could be wrong there. I'm tipping number five, Kaching. It'll be a very moderate tempo, whoever takes it up, but Kaching has had the two runs back from a spell, went back from the gate first up, ran well, didn't have much galloping room second up, looks ready to win, cops an awfully weak race after the scratchings, and I thought got its chance to beat number one, Leodoro. Probably goes back to near last from the gate, has to run a mile, looks like it will be running on. Number three, Noshio, doesn't win very often, but gets a good run just behind him, and seven, Antar. He's going terrific for the stable, but they are in weaker races. This is a harder race. Put 5, 1, 3, and 7.
So 5, 1, 3, 7 there from Mark and Dean. Which way are you leaning?
I'm going with Kaching also. I'm hoping for a proactive ride. Put him on the pace. He didn't get room last start and doesn't find a lot when he's box seating anyway. So I'd like to see him just rolling along here, doing his own thing and hard to beat. Noshio just has to get out at the right time, and he's, a legitimate chance. Antar's done a great job since joining Jason Warren's team off such a long layoff, and he'll be competitive again and plot the course. Fitter for one run in, just gets a cheap run, might be next best. But I thought Kaching would run well here, Simon. 5, 3, 7, and 4.
So 5, 3, 7, 4 from Dino. And Matt Hill likes number 7, Antar, over 3, 1, and 5. Now to race number 7, the Polytrack WJ Adams Stakes, a listed race over 1,000 metres. Andrew, and the scratching is number 1, Nature Strip.
Yeah, again, Simon, it sounds like a broken record, but totally new market this morning because Nature Strip was the $1.50 favourite. We have Ashlaw at $8, Bonds Away $7.50, Written By is your $1.95 favourite, Miss Rock $19, Belwazi $9.50. Encryption, $3.80. Essence of Terror, $21. Well, Written By, easily the best-backed runner here. And interesting to note, boys, that Written By was holding about five times the amount of money than what Nature Strip was prior to Nature Strip's scratching. So they were keen to back Written By. It was hovering around that $4 mark throughout betting. Since then, into that $1.95 quote, our customers willing to take the price. The only other runner that's had any sort of money this morning is Ashlaw.
So, Dean, with Nature Strip coming out, not only changes the market, but the speed map, I'd imagine. Who's likely to lead, do you think?
I think Written By a lead. I would think that drawn straight to his outside is Ashlaw, and if Ashlaw was mine, I'd be sitting right there and putting it to Written By pretty early, using the fitness and toughness of an older horse. I think they're probably the two, and Essence of Terror might be next, and Belwazi. But I think Written By and Ashlaw get across straight away.
Who's your on-top selection?
I'm tipping Ashlaw. I just hope that scenario is what they try and do. And he had the trip to Perth. He ran really well. He came back and it was a beautiful ride, getting him off the rail early, and he won nicely at Moonee Valley. And I just think he's a terrific horse. Written By is a very good 3-year-old, no doubt, and he's unbeaten at Caulfield, and he looks to have trialled up well, and he's a must for the quaddy. They're the two for me. Encryption has always been inferior to Written By in the past. I don't know if he can turn the tables here. Next best and Bonds Away. Just got to switch off early, and the jockey's really got him right last preparation. As long as he does that again, he can certainly place. But 2 and 4 for me, Simon. 2, 4, 7, and 3.
So 2, 4, 7, and 3 there. And Mark, your thoughts, race 7?
Look, I'm going to go with Bonds Away here, Simon. I think that's exactly how the race will unfold. How Dean mentioned, with Ashlaw really serving it up to Written By a fair way out to try and capitalise on that race fitness. Now, it just might leave those two up front vulnerable late. And Bond's away, tucked behind them. I know he doesn't win out of turn. He's trialled terrific. If he can just get that one late burst at them for 100 metres, just might peg them on the line to beat number four, Written By. Really good horse coming back from a spell, trialled well, going to be in front for a long way. Two Ashlaw, absolute beauty. He'll get up outside the lead and run his usual terrific race. And seven Encryption, just proven itself to be a couple of lengths behind Written By last campaign. 3, 4, 2, and 7.
So 3, 4, 2, 7 there from Mark Hunter. And Matthew Hill has got number 7 on top, Encryption from 3. In fact, now just check those numbers. I'll just get the right ones there. Well, in the meantime, move on to race number 8, Andrew. The Group 3 Manfred Stakes, over 1,200 metres for the 3-year-olds. Scratchings are 1, Ring-a-ding-ding, and 2, Extra Brute.
Yeah, Simon, Stars of Currum is at $23. Rainier, $4.60. Hal Vorson, $16. Vacillator, $23. Scottish Rogue, $13. Thronador, $26. Poised to Strike, $3.50. Tin Hat, the $3 favourite. And Fundamentalist is at $6. Well, this has been probably one of the best betting races of the day at Caulfield. Good money for Tin Hat ever since the market opened on Wednesday. We took some decent bets at around the $4 mark. One customer had 3,000 at that quote. It's holding around about half the market at this stage. Fundamentalist, well, we bet as much as $26 about it, and our customers were quick to take the price. It's now a $6 chance. And money today has come for Stars of Currum at the each way quote, currently 23.
And Mark, Fundamentalist probably gets the run of the race here from where she's drawn.
Yep, get a beautiful run just tucked in behind the speed, which you would imagine would be Tin Hat crossing from out wide to lead. Look, I'm really keen here on number 9, Poised to Strike. I thought it was a dominant win first up. I think it will go forward and park in that little bunch just behind Tin Hat, and I think can run them down in the straight and win to beat number 11, Fundamentalist. Come back from a spell. Looks like it's come back from a spell in good order. We'll park behind them and be strong at the 1,200. Number 10, Tin Hat, is going really well. It's going to lead for a long way. And then number 5, Hal Vorson, who, if you take a line through the Hawkshot form, which is the Poised to Strike form, Hal Vorson is definitely the value in the race. It'll get a lovely run behind them. It's got a terrific turn of foot. I'll go 9, 11, 10 and 5.
So 9, 11, 10, 5 from Mark. And Dean, who do you like in the Manfred?
Simon, I'm thinking Tin Hat's the one to beat. I think he'll make his own luck. He's fit. He'll run a strong 1,200, and I think he'll run very well. I'm very wary of Poised to Strike, and I'm going pretty light in this league of the quaddy. I think they're the two for me. I think Poised to Strike was a really good win first up. He had plenty in the tank, and he's been freshened up and aimed at something like this. 7 Scottish Rogue, I thought, had a little chance. He might get a pretty good run here and might be a bit of value. And 11 Fundamentalist, who looks to have come back really well. 10, 9, 7 and 11.
So 10, 9, 7 and 11 from Dino. And from Matt Hill, he likes 9 Poised to Strike over 11, 10, over 11 and 10. I've got a few of these selections in from Matt that have been scratched. In the Adam Stakes, he had Nature Strip on top, so scratch that. His numbers are now 4, 3 and 7. He'll have 4 on top, Written By from 3 and 7. And Andrew, let's move to the last. Race 9 is the Mal Seacull Handicap. It's over 1,400 metres. And in this benchmark 84, the scratchings are 1 Fox Hall, 2 Mantastic, 13 Bad Wolf and 15 Casino 14.
Our Peaky Blinders is $14. Rutiger, $61. Tried and Tired, $81. Barcelona, $16. Mr. Moneybags, $2.40. Top Me Up, $17. Valak, $26. Heptagon, $5.50. Critical Thinking, $7.50. Streets of Avalon, $5.50. And the one down the bottom there, Ribeye, you can have $8.50 about its chances. One of the more confident goes of the day has been on Mr. Moneybags. Earlier in the week, we bet as much as $3.10 with the scratchings. Did come in a little bit, but since then, further money and further support at the $2.40. It accounts for well over half the early investment, and it's about 5 times as popular as anything else.
Dino, what do you like in the last?
Simon, I thought pretty even race. Luck in running here, but I'm tipping Heptagon. I thought he ran pretty well last start, third up. Mark Zara from a good draw will give him a good ride, and there's enough speed. I think Mr. Moneybags just never runs badly. He's a better horse at 1400, probably at Flemington, where he can really roll around that bend. But he's a good chance. 12, Streets of Avalon. 1400, Caulfield, third up with the claim. That's about his scenario. And Ribeye was a bit of a case of who knows last start, but I suspect he'd have gone pretty close. If he's still fresh enough for 1400, I'm giving him a chance. 10, 7, 12 and 14.
10, 7, 12, 14 from Dean Lester. And Mark, what are your thoughts on the last?
I've got the same four numbers. I'm with Mr. Moneybags on top. I think if he handles Caulfield, I think he'll win. He comes through the best race where you could argue that he should have won the race. Don't mind where he's drawn. There looks like genuine speed in the race, and John McNeil gets on really well with the horse. The worry is that he certainly looks like a big track horse, so he does have to get around Caulfield. I think that's what you're betting on, to beat number 10, Heptagon. Fitter for a couple of runs, going to get a beautiful run behind the speed, just needs to get clear at the right time. 14, Ribeye, just had nowhere to go last start. Stable's going well. And number 12, Streets of Avalon, who, terrific first up, average second up, either will go better around a bend, or maybe that first up run took a fair bit out of it. I'll go 7, 10, 14 and 12.
So 7, 10, 14 and 12 in the last, and Matthew Hill has got 11 on top, Critical Thinking, over 7, 10 and 8. Now, best bets, Mark, firstly, what's your best today?
My best is Prince Ziggy, race 4, number 4, and I like Poised to Strike, race 8, number 9.
Thanks very much for your help, Mark. Enjoy the afternoon.
Thank you.
And Dino, your best?
Simon, I'm thinking Nantali can win race 3, number 2, and I'll go head-to-head with Mark. I like Tin Hat in race 8, number 10.
Good on you, Dino. We'll take your thoughts via RSN throughout the afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Simon.
Righto, Andrew. Now, what's happening with the Caulfield Jockey Challenge?
We've got Damien Lane as the $2.30 favourite in front of Craig Williams at $3.80. Dwayne Dunn, $4.20. Ollie is an $8.50 chance. Any other jockey out to 11, and then we go Mark Zara, 18. And the two rank outsiders in the Caulfield Jockey Challenge, Luke Curry and Jamie Carr, you can have $41 about them. While at Rose Hill, the J-Mac, very, very dominant favourite here at $1.30 to win the Jockey's Challenge. In front of Karen McAvoy, 6. Tim Clark, $8.50. Blake Shin at 11. Tommy Berry, 15. Big prices for the rest. Corey Brown and any other jockey at $81. And Tom Marquand at 100-1.
And just before we let you go, Andrew, what was the best back at Caulfield today?
Well, look, I couldn't split these two, Simon. So I'm going to give you two. Nantali, so that's race 3, number 2. Into Mr. Moneybags, that's race 9, number 7.
Thanks very much, Andrew. We'll catch you a bit later.
Good on you, Simon.
Matthew Hill has provided two good things today. He likes race 8, number 9, Poised to Strike. And the other one he liked was race 4, which was number 9, Music of the Night. Sky Sports Radio, it's 28 minutes past 9. We'll take a break. And then coming up at 9:30, we'll look at Eagle Farm with Bernie Cooper.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
It's a new millennium for racing at Warwick Farm on Inglis Millennium Day, Saturday, February 9. Be trackside for Sydney's first $1 million race day of 2019. Headlined by the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds, the $1 million Inglis Sprint and Group 2 Breeders Classic. An exciting day of racing, hospitality and free children's entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cossie brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Lionel, do you know our Chinese New Year tradition, Bing Lee?
Yes, Mum. We offer all our customers a gift.
And it must be given with the right etiquette.
An etiquette?
Lionel, that's an etiquette.
How about a bonus 10% Bing Lee gift card if you spend $200 or more? Would that be right?
You will be right, all right.
A bonus 10% gift card at Bing Lee.
It's your Chinese New Year's gift from Bing Lee.
Exclusions apply. See binglee.com.au for details.
The
Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Now, let's take a look at Brisbane Racing at Eagle Farm with the rail out four and the track riding a good four. Bernadette Cooper, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Nice to be joining you. Yeah, we've had a shower of rain this morning. Not that that's going to make any difference, but it's the first sign of rain we've had in a long time. I know North Queensland's underwater, but it's really, really dry here in Brisbane. So, yeah, but that's obviously not null to the track at all, but we could get an extra shower or two today, I suppose.
So the Bureau saying top of 31 for Brisbane today. The first race, Bernie, is over 1,400 metres, which is a benchmark 70 handicap. Scratchings are 4 Spring Creek, 8 Rising Luck and 11 On Demand. And the market has got number 12 Drumadoir, $2.80. 2 Get Stuck In, $5.50. 1 Fabulon, $6. 9 Elixir at $6.50. What are your thoughts on the first?
Well, I'm tipping Get Stuck In here from the Tony Gollan stable because I thought he was rather extraordinary the other day at Doomben. I don't think he was any closer than 4 wide the entire race and still had the audacity to sort of rise up and almost line up, really, at the furlong mark. So I think he got beat less than a length and he was just never on the track. Really think he's a horse that's going to enjoy a big track. And he's got 3 kilos off the bailing order today as well. So it's not overly big horse. He's by Lucas Krenich, and I was expecting this sort of big, rangy, scopey-looking stay, and he's quite the opposite. But nonetheless, he seems to have a bit of talent. So the fact that he's small and he's got that weight relief is good as well. The favourite, Drumadoir, is obviously the Wonder Beach, who was extremely dominant winning at Ipswich last time out. Fabulon was great first up. Not as great second up, but in well with 56 now. And the 9 Elixir down in grade. So 2, 12, 1, and 9.
So 2, 12, 1, 9 in the first. Race 2, Bernie, is for the 2-year-olds over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are 7 Gem of Scotland, 12 Leshrac, and 13 Kim Alicia. And with this market, 3 Garibaldi is at $2.50. 1 Gun Tonte is $4.20. 9 I Am I Can at $4.60. And 2 Arnwood at $8.
Yes, I'm with the favourite here, Garibaldi. Obviously, he was extremely dominant in a trial here on Tuesday, and they've booked him up. I'm dying to see him, to be honest, Simon. He's by an invincible. He cost $475,000. He led and dominated that trial on Tuesday and was just sort of never even looked, didn't even look like he was out of three-quarter pace. So, you know, different story race day. You know, the pressure's going to be on here from the start, and yeah, I'm just very excited to see how this horse reacts. So Garibaldi on top. Dangers are, well, I've thrown in Ruffy here for a second. Raging Pole, who I know Tony Sears has got a big opinion of, and you definitely didn't see the best of this horse over 800 metres at Ipswich. So I think the fact that he gets a big track, a big plus for him. I Am, I Can, recent trial winner, another one that cost $475,000. David Van Dyke draws poorly here. I don't know where she's going to end up in the run, but she's been a trial winner recently, and she beat that other horse of his. It'll come to me. Alligator Blood in that trial, and Gun Tonte's obviously had a great prep at his first prep. So 3, 4, 9, 1.
So 3, 4, 9, and 1 there in the second. The third race is a No Metro Wins handicap over 1,000. And the scratchings are 8 Some Magic, 9 Why Catch Him, 10 Show Us Your Diamonds, 11 Scorcher, 14 Second Island, 16 Canid, and 18 Splash of Crystal. And with this market, Bernie, 5 Meet Mr. Taylor is odds on at $1.90. Next best would be 7 Capital Connection at $6.50. 6 Boom Chicka Boom, $7. And 3 Wonder Boom, $7.50.
I'm sticking with Mr. Taylor. He's not been beaten yet. He's had 4 starts for 4 wins, and just keeps rising to the occasion. So it's a little bit of a tricky draw for him here today, and it'll be interesting to see whether he can get around them early, because he really didn't have to spend that much in the early stages first up, which is sort of nice, because hopefully he's got more in the tank here second up. But what he does do is he drops from 59 to 54.5 kilos. So Mark Duplessis, you know, he's going to be all too aware of that he can push the button perhaps just that little bit extra to just across a few here and get into that gun spot, hopefully, which is in front on the fence. But I don't know that he'd be able to lead something like Boom Chicka Boom or Capital Connection, if he jumps well, you know, can show a lot of speed. And there's a couple of others that wouldn't mind being there also, Connor Stewart being one of them. So, yeah, it's not easy today, but he's definitely the class runner. Danger's Masterati, who was just pulled like a steam train in behind them the other day. And to be honest, this looks like a much faster run race, which should play into his hands. He's double figure odds, Masterati. Connor Stewart and seven Capital Connections, so 5.13, 2.7.
So 5.13, 2.7 there in race number three is Masterati, $16 at the moment with the TAB fixed odds. Race four is the TAB Open Handicap over 1,200 metres. The one scratching is 10 Rishani Electra. And the market, Bernie, sees four Malvern Estate, the $3.70 favourite, in advance of five Impregnable at $5. 6 hours to keep is at $5.50. Eight Divine Dice, $7, and two In His Stride, along with seven Publishing Power, are both $8.
Yeah, I like Malvern Estate. He was probably went off too early, picking him first up at Eagle Farm, and I think he was just a bit on the big side. He then went to the Gold Coast in the Magic Million Sprint behind Egyptian Symbol, was four wide pretty much the whole race. So beaten a bit over 2.5 lengths in the end. One would think third up, this chap is tickety-boo, Simon. Tickety-boo today. So, look, he's down in the weights. His third run in. He's got a good record. Yeah, I think Desley's placing well today. So let's go Malvern Estate on top. I want to put the Ruffy Upstart Pride in. I know he draws wide here, but I actually think that's a better thing for this horse. Sometimes he's, you know, a neck slow out, then he wants to lead. So at least when he's drawn this sort of position, he can make that ground as he likes. The seven Publishing Power and 6 hours to keep. So 4.17 and 6.
So 4.17, 6 there in race four. Race five is the Girls' Day Out Race Day Class 3 over 1,200. Scratchings are 4 Bimini Road, 8 Go Daddy Go, 9 Winter Passage, 10 Zoom By, 13 Watchman, 14 Bell Rock, 16 Ruby Red Heart, and 18 The Party Girl. And having a look at the TAB fixed odds on the fifth, Bernie, we've got 3. Acume, the $4.20 favourite. 12 Skate to Paris is at $4.40. Next best would be 6 Francesca at $7. And 2 Desert Man as well in the mix too at $6.
I like Shoshi Diamonds here. I mean, Acume's probably the best horse in the race. I'm not sure where she'll map from that draw, but although I know with many scratchings, things alter up a bit, but still, she's still going to be out there. I think Shoshi Diamonds is really good first up. It was an incredibly slow run 1,000-metre race, unusually slow 1,000-metre race, and it was won by Connor Stewart, and Boom Chicka Boom, I think, was the horse that ran third in that race. So sectionally, probably impossible for her to do much more than what she did. She was beat about 1.5 lengths in the end, but I think this is a little mare that, you know, has got a good record, she's got good talent, and a big field's going to suit her. That's going to push the speed along a little bit more. Let's just get lost sort of just behind that leading pack would be ideal for her. 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere around there, and hopefully we can see that great turn of foot that she actually does have. So 7 on top for me. Dangerous Escape to Paris. She's flying this time in. 2 Desert Man gets a perfect run, and the 3 kilos off make a massive difference for him. And 3 Acume, the quality runner in the race, but just not sure where she gets from the draw. So 7, 12, 2 and 3.
7, 12, 2, 3 there in race number 5. And show us your diamonds currently at $9.50. Now over to race 6. This one's a 3-year-old over 1,200. Scratchings are 6 Zoom By, 14 Mount Batten and 16 Zareen. And in the first leg of the Quaddy, Bernie, we've got 1 Magic Fox, the $3.50 favourite. 7 Bell Rock is at $4.80, 3 Winter Passage $5.50, and 8 McEwen $9.50.
Yes, I'm with the 8 here. McEwen at $9.50. No knock at all on Magic Fox or indeed Winter Passage, excuse me, who met the other day. But this horse just looks progressive. He's trained by Tony Gollan. He obviously a last start winner. He's won his last two down there, actually, in fact. So, sorry about my throat this morning, Simon.
No, it's a bit of pollen in the air, is it? Sounds like a bit of hay fever.
It's just so humid. But this horse, you know, whether or not he gets a class to win a race like this, I'm not sure, but he's going to get the nice running transit. He looks like he's going to eat up a track like Eagle Farm, and and he's been convincing and coming from sort of back in the pack at the Gold Coast. So I know that he sets it up in grade here today, but Tony Gollan, just listening to Tony, anyone on the radio this morning, said he's always thought this horse was Saturday quality. He's just been a bit on the immature side, a bit small. So, yeah, we'll see how he measures up today. But, you know, it's not huge confidence with him. I mean, horses like Magic Fox and indeed Winner Passage that chased him home the other day, she meets him a couple of kilos better at the weight. So I've probably got her in front of him here today. But he looked super impressive the other day, Magic Fox, but he did have that lovely speed on. He was back. He just arrived at the right point, and he was able to show that nice turn of foot when those leaders got tired. So I should get a look at everything went right for him the other day. And Alpine Dancer, I really like this horse. I love Milo's returning in 6 furlong races. And this guy comes from the Rob Heathcote stable, and he's 3-year-old. I just wish he'd drawn a barrier, so I don't know where he gets from there, but he's got some talent. He's a recent trial winner too, so 8-3-1-2.
8-3-1-2 there in a race number 6. Now over to race 7. This one's an open handicap over 1,820 metres. Nothing scratched and a field of 11. And with the fixed odds on this one, Bernie 1 Bergerac is at $2.90. 3 Emphasis at $4. 2 Balboa Rocks, $6.50. And for Astic Raj at $7. Well, we all missed Balboa Rocks last week, didn't we?
We certainly did. At 100-1, you just sailed down the middle of the track. We're like still scratching our heads. I'm going to tip Emphasis here. He beat Bergerac last time out. I know that Bergerac missed the kick, but they both raced back in the packs the other day. Bergerac took off before Emphasis. So Emphasis just had that lovely little card into the race off his back, but since then, Bergerac's been back to the races again. So I feel as though he could be a bit on the tired side. 3 weeks in a row is often a lot, isn't it? So, and Emphasis has the superior 1,800-metre form anyway, or proven. Bergerac's never had a go at the first go at the trip today. So for that reason, I stick with Emphasis. I think Ingi Goodby loves to step up in distance as well. Balboa Rocks has great 1,800-metre form, and although none of us had him in the mix last time out, I think the last start he won before last start was over the 1,800, so that'll suit him. He's actually got a pretty good record, 9 from 29, 9 minor placings in there, and Bergerac in there as well. So 3-5-2-1.
3-5-2-1 there in race number 7. Race number 8 is a benchmark 80 handicap over the mile, and the scratchings are 5 La Juga, 6 Looks Like Elvis, 9 Smooth Console, and 12 Vaulting Ambition. And with this market, Bernie, 3 Brains is $3, 4 Blue Brook is $4, 7 Orbark, $4.80, and your next best is 1 Astoria at $8.
I'm with Brains. I thought he was really convincing winning at Eagle Farm the other day. He gave them all a start. He sort of funny hopped as the barriers open, and it's a beautiful ride, really, to watch Brad sort of weave his way through that field. But I think one thing with this horse, a lot of people are concerned about his weight rise today from 56.5 to 59. And yeah, I too am. But I also think the step up in trips is a massive plus for this horse, because he's just a miler through and through. And although he's been great over the 6 and 7 furlongs this time in, it's really at a mile where we're going to see the best of this horse. And the difference in this horse in the yard from first up to second up was absolutely outstanding. And his performance, you know, rated right up there as well. So I'm going to bank on him carrying the 59 here. Brains to beat Blue Brook. I know he got a little bit squeezed up the other day in the straight, but I don't think he was ever going to beat Brains. Reeling, I thought there was some nice money for Reeling. Fourth up from a spell here today. And Orbark, the best of the rest. So 3, 4, 11 and 7.
So 3, 4, 11 and 7 there in race 8. And the last, Bernie, is a class 6 over 1,300. Scratchings are 2, Oink, 3, Cool Vinny, 10, Kawa Kitty, 14 Deep Image and 17 Barrakeel. And we've got 8 King Lear, the $4 favourite. Next best is 5 Catesby or Catesby at $6. Or 12 Lescope is in between those two at $4.40. And then you've got $9.50 for both 4 of the day, as well as 9 Mashani Electra.
I'm with Cellar Girl here, who we saw at Magic Means Day, but a major flop there when she missed the kick by 10 lengths. So obviously put a line through that. But if we go on her run at Eagle Farm prior to the Gold Coast, which was second up when she ran behind Alistair Keep. She was exceptional from back in the ruck. So I think 1,300 is probably an ideal trip for this little lady today. And speed looks good with, you know, Mashani Electra and a few others, maybe Conquering Last, Catesby as well. So speed definitely looks pretty genuine here, which should fall into her hands. So Stellar Girl on top, I think, of the day is massively back in grade here to a very winnable race for her. King Lear obviously was terrific nearly last on the turn, I guess, the other day. He's got a great record. He's already shown us that he loves the track. And Pressway just needed the run first up. So 6, 4, 8, and 18.
6, 4, 8, and 18 in the lucky last. And what did you make the best, Bernie?
Yeah, I like Emphasis in that 1,800 metre race. Trying to think what was my other best bet, Simon. I've got it here. And I'm teaching you for not writing it down within the script. And 4, Melbourne Estate. Yeah, so race 4, number 4, Desley's Horse and Richie Stevens. And now I also need Tony Gollan to have a big day, Simon.
Yes, okay. Well, third meeting back at headquarters, and the track's been in goody hands, Bernie.
The track's been in goody hands. Hasn't it been fabulous? Yeah. But our problem now is it's a very thirsty track, Simon. I think they put 90 mils on it.
I saw a tweet from Steve Hewlett saying that Mick said that with the 90 mils they've had on this week, they may have to truck some water in because it's running low at the farm.
Yeah, that's right. So I think that they've got about 2 weeks' worth of water left there. So it's just never easy to get the right balance, is it?
Gosh,
I mean,
yeah.
She's drinking probably twice as much as what Doombin's drinking. So she's a very expensive lady, isn't she?
And north of the state, you're flooded. You know, it's a land of contrast, isn't it?
It's almost as if Townsville is in another country. It's like their own. They are completely underwater and people are getting chipped out left, right and centre and flown out and whatever else. So, yeah, a bit of a disaster zone up there. But they breed them tough in the north, Simon, and they are used to it. That's what they do, survive floods.
Yeah, extraordinary. Good on you, Bernie. Good to chat with you again and enjoy racing at Eagle Farm this afternoon.
We will. Thanks, Simon.
Bernadette Cooper there, and the first from Eagle Farm, due at 1:37 in New South Wales. Now, we'll take a break and then Gary Harley with a look at Newcastle.
Get the complete harness picture with Sky Sports Radio's On The Pace. Summertime means all the Carnival of Cups action, plus the Victorian Hunter Cup Carnival. Tuesday morning from 10:30, get On The Pace with Sky Sports Radio.
Catalogue for a bigger, better English Classic yearling sale is out now. Extended to more than 1,000 horses with 5 days of selling at Riverside Stables, February 9, 10, 11, 12 and 14, 2019. Catalogue available at english.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back. We've got New South Wales Provincial Thoroughbred Racing at Newcastle this afternoon with the first at 1:49 rail position. It's out three from the 1,400 to the 400, true to remainder, and the track ratings are good for Gary Harley. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Yeah, very overcast. I haven't left home yet. I'm about 3/4 an hour from Newcastle. We've had a bit of drizzle through the morning, but I was just talking to Michael Buckley, the racing manager. He's at the track. He said it looks to fine up a bit down there, but mate, this is a great track for wet weather. I mean, you'd need 2 inches of rain, even the mug of a soft 6, but they only had 9 mils of rain in the last 12 hours, so we're on a good four. There'll be a little bit of give in it. They haven't raced on it since Boxing Day. They've done a bit of renovation, so it's a very, very strong Saturday meeting as usual. Most races you'd expect to be dominated by the leading Sydney trainers, as they usually are, but we'll see what happens.
Right, Gaz, we'll get the card underway with the Aussie Hamilton Maiden, which is over 1,860 metres. There's nothing scratched at 8 to line up, and with the tab.com.au fixed odds, 3 Estroverto is the $2.30 favourite, ahead of 2 Aaliyah, $2.50, and the only other one in single figures, Gaz, is 6 I'm Kate at $4.60.
Very, very well backed at Estroverto. I'm going the other way. I think there's only the two Oaks, Aaliyah and Estroverto, as the market suggests. Chris Waller up against the Snowdens. I like Waller's horse. He's by O'Reilly out of a Pinsmere, so the track, it's not soft, but there is if there is plenty of give in it, that won't worry him. He'll love that. He did get beat 2.8 on a heavy track at Kembla way back in December in a good race. That was a strong maiden. He's had two runs since for two placings at Gosford over the mile. He led last start, was run down. I think he's a better horse if he don't lead. So I'm expecting that they won't want to lead, even though it's only a small field. Barrier one, Chad Lever. I thought he'd be very hard to beat. But Estraverto, by Piero, and carries the Piero colours. Red Colovos spread him, and he owns him. His form's okay. He's had three runs this time in. He only got beat a length and a half at Kembla the other day, running on strong at the end of 1,500. He'll be three lengths here to Litson over a mile before that. He has performed on a soft track, got beat two lengths one day at Wyong behind Salsa Man and Sky Ray in a very, very strong maiden. They have put the money on him. I went the other way, but it won't surprise me at Estraverto beating. Two early here to beat three Estraverto. Number six, I'm Kate. She could run a place. And number seven, Jolkers. He's a work in progress. He could run a top four. 2-3-6-7.
So 2-3-6-7 in the first race. Number two, Gary, is a class two over 1600 metres. The one scratching is six sharp Speedo. And 3-0 too hard for Paul Perry is the $2.40 favourite over one Oakfield Captain, 3.50. Two Made Marilyn, 3.60. And then five Iron Rise, 6.50.
If nothing too hard, he'll repeat his last run at Newcastle, he'll win. That was a devastating win here on Boxing Day. He got way back in the field, in a field of nine. He was running last at the 400. And when Chad Lever got into the outside, he unwound a terrific turn of foot and run over the top of him to win by a length running away over the mile. He was second up there. Now, that is about 5 weeks ago. But I can tell you, from the Perry stable, take no notice of the fact he hasn't run for 5 weeks. I've got to run him a couple of times and he drew bad. And then Paul was going to accept for Canterbury last night. But when the acceptance, the noms were extended for this race, they decided to stay at home on the big track here. And as I said, if he's in the same form as he was 5 weeks ago and he won, he'll be too good for these. Another good ride for Chad Lever. Oakfield Captain's going well. He loves Newcastle. Two wins and 3 seconds here. Two good placings lately on the Central Coast. Made Marilyn a lead. Loves to bowl along. Sets her a good tempo, like she normally does. That'll play into the hands of Nothing Too Hard. And number five is the other one, I Arise. 3-1-2-5.
3-1-2-5 in race two. The third event, a maiden over 1,500. The scratching is number seven, Elusive Nature. And with this market, Gaz, we've got one Breakdance, $2.50, six Nicoya, $3.20, and eight Layla de Vega, $4.
Been good money for Breakdance. I know that the early favourite scratched. It won last night, Elusive Nature. Breakdance went up $4.60. That was when Elusive Nature was in the field. However, he's still been well back. He's a Kiwi by Rock and Pop, trained by Chris Waller. I've only put him in for third. That's before the money comes for him. But I'm with number six, Nicoya. The runs have been outstanding lately. She's a mare by trusting and placed on a soft track, so the good four will be nice. Three placings this time in, two at Newcastle and one at Nowra. Last start at Nowra, she was slow out. Field of 14, she only had a couple behind her on the home turn, and she rocketed home to get the length and a quarter. And two Newcastle placings. He got very close, coming from way back. He is a back marker, and she's very, very strong. And I reckon this is her race. Yes, Taylor will ride her. Layla de Vega for John Thompson. Josh Adams got a terrific chance. They'll beat 1.8 for Snaps and Lifetime Quest, who either of those would win this race. That was a Gosford last start. It'll be very hard to beat from the good barrier. Blake Dance, well, in the trial, he wasn't allowed to do anything at Rose Hill since he came from New Zealand. He's under one trial. Very quiet. Made a bit of ground. Bowman rode him. The winner in the second horse, Go Good. The second horse won a race at Wine the other day. He had three runs in New Zealand and two second. I'd be very, very wary of him. First up here for Chris Waller. Number 10, the other one, Tessa Burrito. 6-8-1-10.
6-8-1-10 in race three. Now, the fourth, Gaz, is a 900-metre maiden. There's nothing scratched, and we've got a field of 12. Six Chilled Rose here is $1.80 for Keegs and Richard Friedman. Nine Novalis is $3.80. Two Air Wing, $5. And the rest are in double figures.
My best bet of the day, Chilled Rose. You might get $2, I think. I might back a couple in this. She is a very, very fast filly. Now, as you said, Richard Friedman's got her. Richard's in Japan at the moment. He's coming back this week on holidays. But the stable's been going good since he's been away. This filly has had one run, and it was a crackerjack. Over this trip, 900 at Newcastle back in May, on a good track, she's beaten half a length by King. King is an absolute flying machine. Over 900, trained by the Snowden. And when Fast Time was on the speed, and that was a terrific effort. Only last week, on the 22nd of January, controlled brilliantly at Warwick Farm on a soft track, hunted up on the rail to share the lead, kicked on the turn, and was never off the bit in an easy trial win. She's by Artie Schiller, out of Daniel Mayer. The male is she loves a soft track. So the bit of a give with a good four track today. Barrier four, jump and run. I thought she was the better of the day. The big threat is Air Wing, the first starter of Perry by Reduced Choice. Owned by some big players. Balls in the ownership, Wilf Mueller, Johnny Muir from Millburn Creek, Johnny Bredim, the Reduced Choice horse. He trialled brilliantly on the Beaumont track from January 22. Grant Buckley rode him, shared the lead, put four on him in the straight when he gave him a kick, and then he eased him down the win by a length and a half. He jumps and he runs, and he is the big threat. Six to beat two, best of the others, nine Novalis, always thereabouts, but is limited, and number seven, Civil Resistance. 6297.
6297 there. Race 5's a maiden over 1,200. Scratchings are 2 Buns of Magic, 5 Infidentia, 10 Arrogant Lass and 12 Nanda Devi. And with the market here, 1 Arroganti is $2.90. 3 Paulo Pace, $3.30. 7 May Be Easy, $3.40. And 11 Kando's Tiger, $9.
Joe Pride's got 2 runners here today, and I think they can both win. This is one of them, number 3. Paulo Pace. It run fourth on debut recently at Kembla. Got beat a length. That worse at midfield. And chased really hard when it got clear at the 200. That was 1,000 at Kembla that day. And I just checked here. 1,200 today. Yep, the extra 200 will be ideal. Good barrier, Chad Lever. I think it'll be very, very hard to beat by Epaulette, this one. Out of the Dahir mare, so I'm not worried about a bit of given the track, and second run-up, Scott the Winkers off. Aragon, interesting runner, has won both trials, Newcastle on the Beaumont track. Crystal Buchanan's got it. Is by a horse called Direct Charge, who stands at stud in Asia, and he was trained in Australia. I think he won a listed or a group two-year-old race, but I think he's been overseas for a few years. He goes good, this horse. Very impressed with his trials. Number 7, May Be Easy, for Claire Cunningham. Run 4th on the Boo at Canberra. Not beaten far. And 4, EO Carlio for Mark Newnham. Run 3rd, first up. 3-1-7-4.
3-1-7-4 there, race 5. Race 6, a benchmark 64 handicap over 1,860. The scratching is number 7, Inherit. 3, Seababe is 260. 9, Sharp Speedo, 480. 6, Red DeBowie at $5. And 10 Staggering Gaz, 8.
Number of chances here, as it always is in these big fields over the 2,000, 1,800 to 2,000 here at Newcastle. I went 6, 3, 2 and 9. Red DeBarbe, he might want a bit further. than the 1860, but he's a very solid stayer. Likes to sting out of the ground. Not far away at Canterbury and on the Kenzo, his last two. 3 Seabay, building up to a win. 2 good force in town. Got beat 3/4 and 1.8 in both runs. Loves to sting out of the ground, ready to run well. 2 flagpoles can improve. And number 9, Sharp Speedo. 6.3, 2 and 9.
6.3, 2, 9 in race 6. Race 7 is a benchmark 70 over the mile. Take it for Judge Judy. 2 Knickers in a Twist is at 4.20. 6 El Dorado Mine, 4.60. 3 Bezel, $5. And 1 Most Exalted and 9 Sculptures, both 6.50.
Tough race. I think Bezel's got a good chance. Had no luck at all the other day at Kembla. Got beat 2.9. Got back worse than midfield. Got held up in the early part of the straight and held up again at the 75-metre mark. Never saw daylight. It only run 6, but it only could beat 2.9. He's got a bit of talent, this horse from the West. Gayatri, who won so well through the week at, I think it was Warwick Farm, only beating 1.8 on the Kenzo, 2 runs back. I think he'd be very hard to beat by. Winchessire, Sweet Cry, so the sting out of the ground won't hurt him. Invicta will run a big race. The mile here, with a sting out of the ground will suit. He may need one more run. Went round the pace setter the other day, got beat 8, but take no notice of that. He's a miler up against technical advantage. Leave me alone. He'll run a race today. He'll get back and run.